Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in India's weather patterns has caught the attention of meteorologists and policymakers alike: the southwest monsoon, which set in early over Kerala on 24 May 2026, has stalled, leaving the country with a 38% All India rainfall deficit as of 17 June. The stall matters because June rain seeds the Kharif sowing season, and a prolonged hiatus delays planting of paddy, pulses, oilseeds, and cotton across the rain-fed heartland. But why does this matter? The reason is that the Kharif season is crucial for India's agricultural production, and any disruption to the monsoon can have far-reaching consequences for the country's food security and rural economy. Now, let us delve into the mechanics of the Indian monsoon. The southwest monsoon is a large-scale sea breeze driven by differential heating between the Indian landmass and the surrounding oceans. The normal onset over Kerala is 1 June, with a model error of plus or minus 4 days, and coverage of the whole country is normally complete by around 8 July. What makes this significant is that the monsoon is a complex phenomenon, influenced by a variety of atmospheric and oceanic factors, and any disruption to these factors can impact the monsoon's progress. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has attributed the hiatus to a confluence of factors. First, an unfavorable MJO phase, that is, the Madden-Julian Oscillation, had shifted away from the Indian Ocean, reducing large-scale convective support over the subcontinent. Second, a feeble Somali, or Findlater, jet, a weak cross-equatorial jet, cut the supply of moisture from the southern hemisphere. Third, weak convection over the monsoon trough region further contributed to the stall. Fourth, poor wind convergence limited the uplift needed for rain. And fifth, suppressed atmospheric dynamics generally delayed the trough's northward push. Despite the stall, the monsoon had already covered most of south, east, and northeast India by 15 June. Further advance into Telangana, Odisha, Jharkhand, and Bihar was expected only around 23 June. But what exactly changed? The combination of these unfavorable factors created a perfect storm that stalled the monsoon's progress. Now, let us analyze the Kharif risk. June rainfall is the trigger for Kharif sowing, and a 38% deficit at this point raises three risks. First, delayed sowing compresses the crop calendar and can lower yields. Second, rain-fed regions of central India, the worst hit at 62%, have the least irrigation buffer. Third, a weak start can stress reservoir storage and rural demand. Remember this number, 62% deficit in central India, the worst affected region. However, it is worth pausing here to note that the monsoon is a 100-day phenomenon, and an early season deficit can be recovered if July and August rains are robust, which is why the seasonal total matters more than any single fortnight. So, what does this mean for India's agricultural production? A strong recovery in the later months can still salvage the Kharif season, but it requires careful planning and management of water resources. Moving on to the way forward, contingency cropping is one strategy that can help mitigate the effects of the monsoon stall. Promoting short duration, drought-tolerant varieties where sowing is delayed can help farmers adapt to the changing weather patterns. Strengthening forecasting uptake is another crucial step, where the IMD's extended range and long-range forecast can be translated into actionable, district-level agro-advisories. And water buffering, prioritizing watershed recharge and micro-irrigation in rain-fed central India, can cushion early season gaps. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The normal Kerala onset date is 1 June, with a plus or minus 4-day error margin. The Somali, or Findlater, jet is a cross-equatorial low-level jet carrying moisture to India's west coast. The MJO, or Madden-Julian Oscillation, is an eastward moving pulse of cloud and rain that enhances or suppresses monsoon convection. The 2026 deficit from June 1st to 17th is 38% all India and 62% in central India. The forecasting body is the India Meteorological Department, or IMD, which provides seasonal outlook via the long-range forecast. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The southwest monsoon, Somali jet, and MJO are all relevant topics for the UPSC exam, particularly in the context of geography and environmental science. Note this carefully: the normal Kerala onset date, the role of the Somali jet, and the impact of the MJO on monsoon convection are all important facts to remember. This is a favorite prelims fact. The IMD's long-range forecast is a crucial tool for predicting the monsoon's progress. In conclusion, the stalled monsoon has significant implications for India's agricultural production and rural economy, and understanding the complex factors that influence the monsoon is crucial for managing these risks. The monsoon's impact on India's food security and rural development is a critical aspect of the country's overall development trajectory, and as such, it is an important topic for UPSC aspirants to grasp.